To see you again.
非常高兴啊，又见到大家。
Thank Lord for giving us such a nice environment. We can meet in the world, many other places. Many people want to worship. They don't have the privilege.
我们真是感谢主给我们这样的好的环境，我们能够平平安安的一起来敬拜主。虽然在世界上许多各地有许多没有这样子的好的条件。
I want to continue on the theme. You are my testimony.
我要继续我一直讲的这个主题，就是你是我的见证。
Lately we have come to the last book in this Bible.
我们啊，最近我们来到最后这圣经的最后一本书。
That's the Revelation.
这就是启示录。
And we finished the first vision.
我们已经刚才讲了啊，前面完成了第一个意象。
Apostle John.
我们讲到使徒约翰。
He was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus.
他是耶稣的十二个门徒之一。
And all 11 passed away, they martyred for the testimony.
虽然有十一位已经为主殉道。
He was the last person left behind, and that time is in the 90s of the first century.
所以他只剩下十二当中啊，只剩下他一位。那个时候时间是在主后的将近九十年的时候。
This Apostle John was exiled by the king at that time, the emperor, the Roman king. He persecuted Christian at that time.
那个时候罗马的国王他在啊逼迫基督徒，所以把老约翰呢放逐出去。
Yeah, the emperor's name is Domitian.
窦米田那个罗马的王那个名字叫做窦米田。
Right. He was the second cruel king in the first century. The first cruel king was Hero. Nero. Nero.
所以他是这个窦米田他是第二位是残酷的暴君。第一位是尼罗。在第一个世纪。
尼罗。Yeah. So,At that time, Christian was really in a very sad stage. He decreed any people who discover you are a follower of Christ, then you lost all your property.
所以他那个时候下命令所有愿意是基督徒的都让他们财产没收他们的财产。
Those who discover you, report you, they can share your property.
如果谁检举你是基督徒的话，他们可以得到你的财产的一部分。
So that's now the apostle, the only apostle left was exiled to this Patmos island.
所以这时候仅剩的一位使徒约翰，他这个放逐在巴摩海岛上。
Let's turn our Bible to Revelation chapter 5.
让我们一起打开圣经启示录第五章。
Yeah. Let's turn our Bible to chapter 5.
让我们打开圣经是第五章。
This is all included in the second vision he saw.
我们自己所看见的第五章里面是讲的是他约翰所看见的第二个异象。
Yeah.And I will read with my brother. I will read in English in all the odd verses, and he will read all the even verses. We'll go through the whole chapter.
所以我们一起会念那个单数节的话是用英文双数节是用中文来互相的轮流念。
Yeah. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book or a scroll. Some translation, a book can translate as.A scroll inside and on the back, sealed up with seven seals.
我又看见一位大力的天使，大声宣传说：“有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？”
And no one in heaven, nor on the earth, or under the earth, was able to open the book, or to look into it.
因为没有配展开配观看那书卷我就大哭。
And one of the elders said to me, Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals.
第六节，我又看见宝座于四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去。
And he came and he took it out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
他既拿了书卷、四活物和二十四位长老，就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy art thou to take the book and to break its seals, for thou wast slain and didst purchase for God with thy blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation."
又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And I look, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads, and thousands of thousands.
大神说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
And every created thing which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and the sea, and all things in him, I heard saying, "To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, be blessing, and honor, and glory, and dominion over forever and ever."
四活物就说，阿们，众长老也俯伏敬拜。
Let's turn to another scripture in Book of Acts.
让我们再一起翻到是在《使徒行传》
Chapter 2.
是第二章，《使徒行传》第二章。
Book of Acts, Chapter 2. I want to read from 32 through 36.
我们《使徒行传》第二章要从第32节到36节。
This is part of Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost.
因为那天是五旬节，彼得他在这里所讲的道。
If you still remember this whole story, Jesus ascended to heaven.
如果你还记得讲到这件事情的时候，耶稣升天。
And he told his disciples, "Don't leave Jerusalem. Stay here. Wait."
他跟他的门徒们说，不要离开这个地方，要在这里等待。
Wait until the promised Holy Spirit fell upon you.
等待这里圣灵降临下来。
Then you can go out and be my witness.
然你可以去做基督的耶稣的见证。
So they wait.
所以这些门徒们等。
120 people wait in Jerusalem.
一共有120人，他们在耶路撒冷等待。
They pray in the house of Mark.
他们在马可家马可的家里面在等待。
After 10 days.
他们十天
Suddenly, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit fell upon them.
当那个当五旬节的时候，那天圣灵降下来了，圣灵浇灌他们。
Peter stood up, gave a message.
所以彼得他就站起来讲了这篇道。
That is this whole chapter 2.
这是整个第二章使徒行传第二章所讲的。
By the end of the message, we will read. This is the conclusion.
是在讲到了这个是后面一部分信息的时候，下面是我们所要念的一个结论。
All right, let's turn to verse 32.
让我们一起来看32节。
You start.
这耶稣，神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God.And having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured forth this which you both see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。
Until I make thine enemies a footstool for thy feet.
故此以色列全家 当确实地知道你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Can we repeat this last verse again?
让我们再一起重复一遍，读这个最后一节话。
Yeah. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ Jesus, this Jesus whom you crucified. That's the conclusion.
我们中文也一起来念。故此以色列全家当确实地知道你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
OK. Alright, this is all our scripture reading.
这些是我们所要读的经文。
Put yourself in Apostle John's position.
就你把自己想象，你就是约翰。
You were on the island of Patmos.
你这时候在这个巴摩的海岛上面。
By yourself.
只有你孤独的一人。
Maybe you have few seagulls around you.
所以
looking for food.
有可能有一些海鸟在你的周围。
And suddenly, on Sunday morning.He was watching across this Aegean Sea and looked on the other side, those seven churches ahead of him.
就是他那天在这观望，隔海观望前面的隔这个爱琴海观望看那个七个教会，在小亚细亚的七个教会。
Nobody dared to come to see him.
因为那个时候没有人敢来到这个岛上来看他。
He was lonely.
他非常的孤独。
And suddenly, heard a big voice spoke to him behind him.
突然的有大声音从他的背后向他在说话。
And he turned around trying to find out who spoke to him.
所以他转过身来要去找这个声音。
He saw a glorious man.
他看见一个巨大的荣耀的人。
Clothed in a high priest's clothing.
是穿着一个大祭司的袍子
and walk in the midst of seven golden candlesticks.
这位大祭司在七个金灯台当中行走。
That was his first vision.
这是他的第一个意象。
And we share that vision can only be in one place.
所以我们也分享过，这个地方只可能是在一个地方。
That's in the third heavens in the true tabernacle of God.
因为那是在真正的天上的三重天以上面的真正的神的帐幕。
There you can see seven golden candlesticks.
所以你在那里可以看到七个金灯台。
That was his first vision.
这是他看到的第一个意象。
So in that vision, God or Jesus tried to remind him, He is the true high priest.
所以那个意象，主耶稣想让约翰所看见的，就主耶稣他自己是真正的这位大祭司。
On earth, used to be a lot of different high priests.
在地上是有设立过许多的大祭司。
But they all pass away by the time.
但随着时间，他们一代一代都过去。
Here you have a true high priest in heaven. He is always ministering before God.
这位在天上的这位大祭司，他是一直是在那里侍奉神的。
And now in this vision.He saw this high priest, not only he is the son of God,
但在这个意象中，他看见他不但这位神他是认识过的，是神的儿子。
He lives forever,
而且他是永远活着。
But also he was the ascended Christ, he was a man also.
但他看到这位，他不但是神的儿子，而且他是从地上升上去的，他是刚刚从地上升上去。
He has a dual quality.
这是他可以有两个双重的身份。
Character.
Nature. 他的真正的他的里面所含有的含有的性格。
He is 100% true God.
他是一个百分之百的是神。
He is the son of God.
他是神的儿子。
In the meantime, he is also 100% human.
在当时他也是百分之百的是人。
So in him, there are dual nature in him.
所以在他里面有这双重的这个 这个啊品格在里面，这个性啊所有在里面。
So he can understand man.
所以他可以明白我们人。
He walked through this human life, from babyhood all the way to adulthood.
他来到世上也做人，从婴孩做起，然后一直到成人。
He can sympathize with us.
他可以体谅，知道我们人
和我们的苦处。He knew exactly how we think, how we suffer, how we feel happy, joy.
他知道我们是怎样思想的，我们是怎样受苦的，我们也是怎样喜乐的。
So when we pray to him as a high priest,
当我们向他祷告，向这位大祭司祷告的时候，
He can have the full sympathy to help us, to comfort us.To encourage us.
所以他这位大祭司完全能够怜悯我们，能够安慰我们。
So in Book of Hebrew will tell us everything about his priesthood.
在希伯来书里面，特别是讲到他的整个他做祭司的这个大祭司。
That was his first vision.
那是他的约翰看到的第一个意象。
And you will see in this high priest's heart, his prime concern every day is walking.In the midst of seven golden candlesticks, what does it mean?
所以这个一个意象里面让他所看到的这位我们的天上的这位大祭司，他的最最重要的工作，他所关心的就是在七个金灯台当中的行走。这个是表示什么意思呢？
He always watching whether each candlestick is shining the light.
因为他要在这里所要看到的，关心的是每一个灯。金灯台是否发光？
That's his seven letters to seven churches.
这就是他的七封信，寄给这七个教会的七封信。
And then turn the focus turn from the holy place into the holy of holies.
这个时候约翰他的注意力被转到从圣所转到至圣所。
That is the second vision.
这就是第二个意象所要讲的。
Couple of weeks ago, I shared the chapter 4, the first portion.
就两个星期前，我讲了这个意象的第一部分。
What did he see in the second vision?
在第二个意象中，这个约翰看见了什么呢？
The throne.
他看见了宝座。
And the one sits on the throne.
而且坐在宝座上的这位。
And 24 elders worship this person on the throne.
而且这位24位长老在敬拜坐在宝座上的。
And make a very important declaration.
他有一个非常重要的一个宣告。
What was the declaration?
这个宣告是什么呢？
The whole universe was created because of your will.
因为这个整个宇宙是按照神的旨意所创造而有的。
In other words, this whole universe, there is a meaning.
因为讲到这个宇宙，整个宇宙是
有它的意义在当中。There is a purpose.
因为它创造是有个目的的。
Scientists can tell us, how this universe began.
研究科学的，他可以告诉我们这个世界是怎么开始的。
But no scientist would tell you what's the meaning of this universe.
但是真正的科学家没有一个人能告诉你这个创造这个世界的意义在哪里。
That's why the people in this world always looking for meaning. Why am I here? What am I doing here?
这就是为什么世界上我们所有的人，我们都想找到一些意义。我们到底我们人存在的意义，我们在这里做什么的意义？
Only God who created the whole universe can tell you why you live here.
因为只有这位创造宇宙万物的神，他能够告诉你为什么我们在这里。
That's in chapter 4.
这是在第四章，启示录第四章里面所讲到的。
And we just read the whole chapter 5. This is another second part of this vision.
这就是我们刚才才读了第五章的整个第五章，这是这个第二个意象的第二部分。
And you will see in this chapter, the emphasis is different from chapter 4.
你会注意到这部分所讲的和前面第四章所讲的有点不同。
In the first verse,
在第一节里面
，John told us.I saw in the right hand of him, that's the one sit on the throne.
因为在这里，约翰所说，他看见坐宝座的右手中。
And who sat on the throne, a scroll written inside and on the back, seal up with seven seals.
讲的是右手中有一个书卷，里外都写着字，用而且是用漆印封严了。
And there is a question being raised.
所以这里就有一个问题。
This big angel asked a question.
所以这个有大的这个天使，他在这里问了这样一个问题。
Who is worthy to open the scroll and to break the seals?
因为在这里他说有谁配得展开那书卷揭开那漆印呢
So the focus is who is worthy to take the scroll and open it and execute it
所以焦点是在这里谁能够拿过接过这个书卷而且能够打开它而且来执行呢
Brothers and sisters maybeYou have watched movies, either Chinese movie or British movie.
弟兄姐妹们，你们一定看过电影，不管是中文的或者是英文的电影。
Not English, British.
讲英国的电影。
Right. Why I do that? Because only these two, the Chinese emperor, you see the movie, you see the old king emperor.
就讲了中文电影中国电影或者是英国电影它里面因为他们有讲到君王
right
皇帝
when the king sit on the throne
当这个皇帝或者君王他坐在他的宝座上的时候
usually they will make decree right
他也是会发命令
who can receive king's decree
那谁能够去承接这个神的圣旨呢那个王的圣旨呢
anybody from the street
他是不是任何一个人从街上来的人都可以接受这个圣旨
No way. There must be a very, very honorable, trustworthy, important guy come in front or kneel, bow before the emperor and receive the decree from the king.
只有这值得信任的有尊贵的人才能够去承接这个圣旨。
Right? You nowadays you only see in the movie.That kind of story.
像这种场景的话，大概是在电影里面，如今在电影里面可以看到。
But now in this vision, in heaven, the angel asked this question: Who is worthy can receive from this king?
这是约翰。
The scroll.
这是约翰他所看到的这个场景，就是在天上所发生的。天使，大地的天使在问：谁能够接过这个书卷？
And then no one in heaven.Or on the earth, or under the earth, was able to open the book or look into it. No one.
因为在这里讲到天上、地上、地底下，没有人展开观看那个书卷的。
So in other words, in the whole universe, include the 24 elders and four living creatures and all the archangels, those important angels, angelic beings, they are not qualified to look or to.Open the seal.
所以换句话说，也就是说，还没有配得能够接过书卷，无论是24位长老也好，四个活物也好，或者是大力的天使长也好，他们都不配能够接过书卷。
No angel worthy, no human being worthy.
人也不行，天使也都不配。
So, you will see, this John had a very strange reaction.
所以你这时候看到，这个是约翰，老约翰。他的表情他的心情是多么的可以看到他的心情。
When there was no one can do the job, see this almost 100-year-old man, he cried, not quite quietly, he just cried loudly.
这位将近100岁的老约翰，他这个时候看到。没有人能够配得接过这书卷的时候，他是大声的哭。
If you read carefully, you will have a question. Why you cry? If you were there, would you cry?
所以你会好好的思想，为什么他要这样的大哭？如果是你在那里时候，你是不是也会这样的大哭呢
？There must be a reason, right?
一定是有个原因。
100-year-old man will weep greatly. That's not usual.
对一个100岁的人，老人来讲，他这样的大声的伤心的痛哭是不寻常的。
And if you were or I were there, Will we cry?
如果你和我在那边的话，我们会不会哭呢？
Will you?
你会不会呢？
No.
Will you?
我们大概都
No.
我们大概都不会。
Because we look at from different perspectives. He has a very unique understanding. That's why he cried.
因为我们是从不同的角度来看，因为这位约翰他是特别经历不同。
He served God all his life.
约翰他这一生就是在服侍神。
He accept Jesus' command, "You are my witness." So from the day Jesus ascended to heaven, he began his mission work. Right?
他从耶稣接过来要做耶稣的见证。当耶稣升天的时候
，By this time he already served his Lord about 60 years.
到这个时候，在巴摩海岛的时候，这位约翰他已经服侍了主60年。
And now he's alone, persecuted by the king.
这个时候他是一人很孤单，而且是放逐在巴摩海岛。
When he served the Master, Jesus.
当他在侍奉我们这位主耶稣的时候
，He has an understanding.
他那时从心里是非常的明白的。
We are his disciples. Has a mission to carry out King's command.
因为我们作为门徒，我们是要将这位王他的旨意是接受下来。
And we will proclaim the king the gospel of the kingdom.
我们会在这里宣告这个天国的福音。
And he will come back to receive us.
而且他还要回来接我们。
He will establish the kingdom on earth.
而且主耶稣要在地上建立神的国。
That was the understanding of the first generation disciples.
这是他们第一代的这些门徒们他们所认识到的。
60 years pass away.
60年以后。
All the disciples martyred one after the other, one after the other.
许多的这些使徒门徒他们一个一个被杀害。
Think, when you heard, if you were John, Peter martyred for the Lord.
如果你好好想一想，作为约，你把自己看作是约翰的时候，你说那个时候彼得已经殉道。
Angel martyred for the Lord.
安德烈也殉道。
Paul martyred for the Lord. He was a younger guy.
还有保罗，他也殉道。
What would you feel if you were John?
如果你是约翰的话，你会怎么的心情是什么样心情呢
？Will your faith shaken by all these tough challenge?
你被这些所有的事情的挑战，你的信心是不是会有摇动呢
？Will you ask a question? Jesus, is this kingdom of yours? Can be established on earth as you promised?
你心里面会不会有疑惑？说主耶稣，你的王国是不是在地上能够建成呢
？Your kingdom supposed to be prevailing. You should defeat all this earthly kingdom, right?
对，你的国，你的王国应该是得胜的，应该在地上完全能够战胜一切的。
But now seems only I was the last person left alone, and I don't know when.I would die too.
所以这个时候只剩下了我自己一个人，而且我也不知道我什么时候也就快要过世。
If you were John, will your faith will shake a little bit? What are we doing here?
所以如果你是约翰的话，你的信心是不是会有一点动摇
？I think if I were him, I would be shaken very badly.
如果我是的话，我一定是非常的慌张。
When Jesus' kingdom will come?
什么时候主耶稣他的王国要再来呢
？So this vision, when John realized no one can execute this God's will, he cried, weep greatly.
所以这位老约翰当他在这个异象中看到没有人能够配得。接过书卷，而且展开书卷，执行这个书卷的时候，他是大声的痛苦。
Let me ask you, what is this weeping for?
让我来问你一下，他这样的大声痛苦是为什么
？Think, Why did he cry so badly?
我们好好想想，他为什么这样子的大声的痛哭
？Think about it.
我们
When
我们想一下
，we will cry.
我想一下，我们什么时候会哭呢
？Have you ever cried?
你一定都哭哭过吧？
I think we did. We all do.
我们每个人都有啊，都会哭。我们想一想
，In your life, have you ever cried really so so sad, so loud? 哇 ，cry！
我们在我们自己经历中，我们有没有这样子的很伤心、悲痛的这样大声的痛哭？什么时候
？Most of the time, you lost hope.
特别是你当你失
望，
没有希望的时候，没有希望
，no hope. Then you cry and cry very loud. Wow!No hope.
当你没有任何希望的时候，你就绝望的时候，你就会大声的痛哭。
Right? Otherwise, you're so sad. You just weep, you know, quietly. That's okay. But when you cry it out, then you lost hope. You have no future.
当你受到一些委屈和一些伤心的心情的时候，你可能会哭泣，但那个是还可以。但是当到你完全绝望、没有任何希望的时候，那时候大哭。
Got it? I want you to have that feeling.He was desperate, this old man.
因为我只想让你们大家能够感受到，这位老人他是完完全全的心里面是这样的绝望的。
In other words, Jesus, if you don't do something, we have no hope, we have no future.
就换句话说，也就是说，耶稣，你如果不做什么的话，我们没有任何的盼望和希望了。
All your promise to us suddenly gets stuck.
所以你所跟我们讲的所有的话或者应许，好像已经就卡在这里了。
Right, we don't know what's next.
我们都不知道下面该怎么会发生什么，或
者该怎么做。So this is a crisis moment, very, very crucial.
所以在这个危机的时刻，这个时候非常非常的关键。
Have you noticed lately what's the most desperate people in this world now? One country called Greece.
所以有没有注意到最近在世界上面最这些比较绝望的人，他们是在哪个地方呢？是在希腊。
Do you know what happened to them?
到底对希腊发生了什么事情
？They bankrupt.
他们整个国家是破产了。
No money.
因为没有钱了。
What is tomorrow?
因为明天都不知道怎么
样。Where is my food? Where is my money? Everything gone.
所以所有的东西没有钱，没有食物，所有的东西都没有。
And the sad story is not only called Greece.
所以
Greece.
所以那个悲惨的不但是这个希腊。
And there is a person in the United States also prophesying.
而且是在美国也有一个人从美国这里会在这里做预言。
He knows the economy.
因为他对经济是非常的知道。
He cried out too.
他也大声的呼喊。
He said, "You see, today's Greece will be U.S. tomorrow."
你看到今天的希腊，也就是明天的美国。
Just wait and see.
所以只要等待着看。
We think today is fine.
我们想，我们认为今天还可以。
But if you are wise, if you know the economy, you will cry.
如果你真正知道的话，你要知道的这样的经济的话，你也是会哭泣的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the feeling of this Apostle John.
这也就是弟兄姐妹们，这也就是这位使徒保罗他当时的感受。
God.You better do something, otherwise we have no hope. We are perished.
神啊，你最好赶紧行动吧，要不然的话我们都要灭亡了。
Thank God.
我们感谢神。
He not only saw the vision of the Father sit on the throne.
所以约翰不但看见在父神坐在这个宝座
上。In his hand there is a scroll. His God's will should be executed.
在他的手上有这样的书卷，这个书卷是要被打开、被执行的。
What is the gospel?
这个是什么是福音呢
？The good news is, don't cry, stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome, so as to open the book and its seven seals. That's good news.
所以，好消息是这位长老对他说：“不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已经得胜，能以展开那书卷。”揭开那七印。
This is the most important declaration.
这是最重要的一个宣告。
This comforted his heart.
这是安慰了这位约翰的心。
The angel told him, "Don't cry, stop crying. There is hope."
这个天使也跟他说，不要哭，不要哭，那里有希望。
So these two verses, verse 5 and verse 6, is the crucial statement.
所以这第五节和第六节是两节非常重要的一个宣告。
He said, "Behold."
他看到。
There's the answer.
那里我们有答案了。
And he used all this symbolic language to express what is the good news about.
他用这种符号来讲出他们所要讲出的话。
The first symbolic language is the lion, the tribe of Judah.
所以他第一个讲的用符号的话语来讲的，讲的是这个狮子，讲的是犹大的根。
That's number one.
这是第一。
Number two.
第二。
The root of David.
这讲的是大卫的根。
Right? That's number two, the symbolic phrase.
是不是也是符号的言语用讲大卫的根。
And verse six.
讲到第六节。
And I saw between the throne and the elders a lamb standing.
我看见这里面讲到在宝座和四活物中间，并长老之中有羔羊站立。
As if slain,
好像就是被刚被杀过。
So you will see three symbolic language being described.
所以刚才看到有三个符号的语言在这里。
Lion,
又讲到狮子。
The root of David,
然后讲大卫的根。
And the lamb,
讲到羔羊。
As if was slain,
就是羔羊像是被刚被杀过。
If you want to study Bible in a very accurate manner, I recommend this called the Interlinear Greek English New Testament.
如果你学习圣经的话，如果想真正知道里面一些真正的一些比较精确的一些翻译的话呢，我推荐这本书，可以讲希腊文和英文之间的一个直接的一个翻译。
This interlinear is he will list a line of Greek New Testament.
这本书它是这样排的，它是将希腊文先排出来，按照圣经先写出来。
And then he will translate literally word by word.
然后它下面翻成英文的，就是一个字对一个字的翻。
But if you read that, the English doesn't make sense because you know if you read by word by word.Just if you have tried in translation, you will know. Many times you cannot translate word by word. It put together originally was English, but put into Chinese doesn't make sense. Reverse is also true. If you have a Chinese poem, you translate word by word, put it in English, it doesn't make sense at all.
当你这样去翻译的读的时候，把英文一个字一个字对应的这个希腊文翻下来，然后你就按照顺序要去读的时候呢，这是非常难的。这个时候就像包括像中文一样，你如果是一个字一个字对下来然后再去读它的话比较难懂。
English Chinese
英文和中文都是一样。
Now I want to bring to your attention this slain, this verb.
因为我在这里 about the lamb. 我在这里要跟你们解释一下关于这个字就是被杀过的。
Yes, concerning the lamb.
关于这个羔羊被杀过的羔羊。
The attention is to the verb tense.
我们注意力要放在这个时态，这个刚才讲的这句话的时态方面。
因为 Chinese verb has no time.
讲到中国的动词的时候，里面没有表现出来时间
，right?
时态。
I eat.
比如讲我吃饭。
This eat has no expression of time.
讲这个
unless you add another word.
讲这个吃的时候，你如果没有其他字的话，你不知道这个吃是过去吃、现在吃还是将来要吃。
Right? But English, you have the tense to tell you the action is past tense or present tense or future tense or progressive tense or finished tense.
但是英文的话，它如果讲到吃的话，它有过去时或者现在时或者将来时，
还有完成时，还有进行时，
还有一个完成进行时。
Right? So that would give you a sense of this verb timing. The Chinese doesn't tell you that.
从中文里面你看不到这个动词，它有时态、时间的方面跟着这个动词走。
So, if you
look carefully about the slain. The lamb was slain.
如果你非常注意到这个词，就关于被杀，被杀过的。
This translation, let me read it for you. Listen carefully. Is having been slain.
如果你听这个英文的翻译的话，他就讲到已经，而且是被还在被正在被杀。
Having been slain.
所以已经杀过，而且现在还正在被杀之中。
Why do I pay attention to this translation?
为什么我们要那么注意到关于这个的翻译呢？
Because I want to bring you to the timing of this verb to show you this vision described at what time.
因为我是想要跟你们讲这个时间，关于这个什么时间这个事情发生。
He suddenly saw a lamb appear on the before the throne and the elders.
因为他想到在这个宝座和这个长老之中有这位很像是羔羊站立。
Who is this lamb?
他这个羔羊是谁
？Jesus.
是耶稣。
And he was standing here.Having been slain,
他站在这里，好像就是刚才被杀过的。
Not too long ago, he was slain.
不久前他确实是被杀。
And he was finished, half slain.
而且那时是完成时，他已经被杀了。
Having been slain, was slain.
确实他那时候已经被杀了。
And also ing, having been slain.
另外的话是完成了，而且还在继续进行当中。
So this is a very complicated tense. Try to tell you that this timing.
所以这个是一个比较稍微复杂一点的这个时态在当中。
In other words, Jesus ascend from the earth to heaven.
另外一句话说，耶稣从地上升到天上。
If you put, I also show you the second scripture in the book of Acts, chapter 2.
刚才我们读过在使徒行传第二章里面读到
If you remember chapter 1 and chapter 2 in the book of Acts
如果你还记得在第一章和第二章里面所讲到的
After Jesus resurrected from death
当耶稣从死里复活之后
He appeared to the disciples for 40 days
所以他向门徒显现一共有40天
On the last day, the 40th day
在最后一天
Right before his ascension
在他升天以前
He spoke to those disciples,
他跟这些门徒们讲话
，and ask them to stay in Jerusalem, don't leave.
让他们留在耶路撒冷，不要离开。
Wait for the Holy Spirit.
等待圣灵的降临。
And they did.
他们这些门徒确实这样做了。
On the day of Pentecost, Holy Spirit came down.
所以在五旬节的时候，圣灵降临浇灌下来。
But when they saw Jesus ascend to heaven,
当他们看见主耶稣升到天上的时候
，the last stage, they can see was the cloud. After the cloud, Jesus just invisible
他们可以看到这一段从地上耶稣升到云上这一段再超过云上之后他们就看不见了
But they still look, right?
但他们仍然在望着天
And
往天在看
two white clothed angels appear to them Read The way he ascend will be exactly he will come back
有两位穿白衣的天使跟他们讲你看见他怎么升上去他也会怎样
So they enter into chapter 2
所以将进入第二章
10 days laterHoly Spirit poured down.
所以十天以后圣灵浇灌下来。
That was evidence to prove one thing.
这是一个证据，一个见证，证明了一件事情。
What is the point Peter tried to make?
这彼得在这里所要讲的是什么样的一个重点呢
Based on this Holy Spirit coming down, prove something happened in heaven.
因为根据了这个圣灵浇灌下来。在天上一定发生了什么事情
That was the statement I asked you to read
这就是刚才所讲的宣告我要你们所读的
That was the last statement The 36 chapter 2 Peter said Therefore let all the house of Israel know for certain That God has made him, that's Jesus Both Lord and the Christ This Jesus whom you crucified
所以这就是使徒行传第二章三十六节里面啊，彼得在这里所宣告的说，故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
They didn't see what happened in heaven.
他们并不能看到在天上发生了什么事情。
But they see the Holy Spirit pour down.
但是他们看见圣灵是浇灌下来。
That's the fact.
这是一个事实。
So now Peter said, based on what the Scripture revealed to us, we know something happened in heaven.
所以我们啊，彼得在这里说，我们根据圣经上面所讲的，而且事情的发生，我们知道在天上发生什么事情。
This Jesus ascended to heaven 10 days ago.
所以我们知道这位耶稣他十天前升到天上。
He was anointed by the Father.
他被父神所高。
He became the Christ.
他也成为那位真正的大祭司。
And the Lord.
而且是主。
That's what we know.
这就是啊，彼得说我们知道。
But nobody has seen that scene, right?
但是没有人真正的看见在天上那时发生的情况。
Now John saw it.
所以现在是这位老约翰他看见了。
In terms of time, this is about how many years later? 60 to 70 years later.
这是大概的时间是在六十年之后，就这个事情耶稣升天之后。
Right? This is the time in terms of time. But when you are in heaven.There is a famous statement by a theologian. Say, you remember when you go to heaven, there is no clock.
所以我们根据神学家他们那个讲的话，啊，在天上是没有钟的，没有时间的。
Right. So in other words, in all the description in the Bible, any time when you see the vision in heaven, you can go forward or you can go backward. In other words, time factor is eliminated.
所以当你讲到天上的异象，他给你说异象的时候。完全没有这个时间上面，它可以讲是过去的，也可以讲现在，有可能也可以讲将来的，完全没有这个时间的限制。
He is in another sphere.
他可以说在另外一度空间当中。
You can shift back and forth, back and forth.
所以这个可以说，你可以说是过去，也可以说将来。
So in other words, when he saw this second vision, actually he was brought back 70 years before.
所以我们知道，当约翰看见这个异象的时候，
实
际上就把他带到六十年前。
He saw when Jesus ascended to heaven, he was anointed and put to the throne position.
他在这里给他异象看到是耶稣从地上升到天上来被高。
He not only was the Son of God.
他不但是神的儿子。
Now he is also Son of Man. He is a perfect human.
而且他也是人子，他是完全的也是人。
And what kind of responsibility he received at this juncture?
所以在这个关键时刻，他所承受所接受的承接的是什么样的这个旨意呢
？I mentioned three symbolic language.
我刚才提到有三个符号的语言。
First, lions of Judah.
第一个讲到是犹大的狮子。
Second, the root of David.
第二个讲的是大卫的根。
Right.So, what does it mean?
这两个到底讲的是什么意思？
For the sake of time, you may take note down. And you go home and read it.
关于时间的问题，所以你做一个笔记，然后回家好好的思想。
All in the Old Testament, this was the prophecy by the prophet before.
这是关于到讲的这些，完全是在旧约里面讲的预言的时候。
Talking about the lion tribe of Judah.
讲到这个犹大，他是那个狮子。
You go to Genesis chapter 49.
所以你要去那个创世纪里面。
Chapter 49.
第四十八节四十八章。
四十九章。Read verse 8 to 10.
你可以读从第八节。
Who prophesied this?
他谁在这里做这个样预言呢
？Jacob.
是雅各是做这样的预言。
Jacob prophesied over his 12 sons.
因为雅各在给他十二个儿子。在给他们做预言。
One by one, one by one. Come to Judah.
当来到这个犹大的时候，他的儿子犹大的时候。
He prophesied about the lion and the scepter. Let me read the scripture for you. 49:8-10.
所以创世纪四十九章第八节。
Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck.Of your enemies, your father's sons shall bow down to you.
犹大，你弟兄们必赞美你，你手必掐住仇敌的颈项，你父亲的儿子们必向你下拜。
Judah is a lion's whelp,
from the prey, my son, you have gone up. He couches, he lies down as a lion, and as a lion, who dare rouse him up?
犹大是个小狮子，我儿啊，你抓了食便上去，你屈下身去，卧如公狮，蹲如母狮，谁敢惹你？
The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from the between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people.
龟必不离开犹大，杖不离开他两脚之间，只等希罗，就是赐平安者来到，万民都必归顺。
This blessing of prophecy was given to about 2,000 years before Jesus. About
这样子的预言和祝福，大约是在两千年之前。
That's related to this lion of Judah.
关于讲到这个犹大的狮子。
In other words, God promised one day there would be a king out of tribe of Judah.
也就是说，神应许过从犹大这个支派里面会有一位。君王出来。
So that when the angel said, "Behold, look, this is he."
所以当天使在这说，看哪，这就是他。
That prophecy fulfilled.
看这个就是他预言已经完成了。
When he ascend from the earth to heaven, that's the position God put him to.
这就是当耶稣从地上升到天上的时候，这就是神把他所要放的位置。
And the second phrase, the root of Judah, David.
如果讲到第二个，讲到大卫的根的时候
，If you study in the beginning when Alice lead the song, he asked everyone to read Isaiah chapter 11.
当我们在今天讲新白开始，Alice 小爱姐妹带领大家一起读诗歌的唱诗的时候，我们读了圣经以赛亚书第十一章。
If you still remember in chapter 11, talk about the root of Jesse.
你如果还记得的话，我们读过的话，这里讲到是讲到耶西的根。
Mentioned twice, first verse and the tenth verse.
我们两处曾经讲到，一个是
one and ten.
所以讲第一节里面提到，第十节里面提到
the root of Jesse.
讲到耶西的根。
Who is Jesse?
谁是耶西呢？
David's father.
是大卫的父亲。
So whether it's a root of David or root of Jesse, they all relate to the same person.
我们不管是耶西的根也好，大卫的根也好，他们都讲的是一个人。
Means one thing.
他讲的是一件事情。
King.
讲的是王，讲的是王出来。
So in other words, Jesus is a king was prophesied long time ago.
可以说耶稣他是王的话，是在很久以前已经有预言了。
When he came to the earth, the eastern...A wise man asked King Herod one question, recorded in Gospel of Luke.
当那个耶稣出生的时候，东方的博士他来到问希律王的问题。
The king, where is the king would be born?
他问希律王是说，这位降生的这位王生在哪里？
So even the Eastern king traveled 2,000 miles to Jerusalem, asked the king Herod, where is he will be born?
甚至这些东方的博士他们行程2000多英里来到这个耶路撒冷来问这个王。
He was shocked, right? He was so afraid. That's why he gave a decree, kill those under the two.
但希律王他是这样的惊恐而且害怕，他下命令要把两岁以下的都杀掉。
And Jesus...Walk on this earth for 33 years. He was a king, but people denied him.
但是我们的主耶稣他在地上行走了33年，他确确实实是王，但是我们人不知道他是王。
Put him to the cross.
我们把他人把他放在十字架上。
Get rid of him.
把他给钉死在十字架上。
But now you will see that fact cannot be denied just by human hand.
这是一个事实，虽然。我们人的手可以把钉在十字架上，但是，他真正的他就是王。
He is the king.
他仍然是王。
In this vision, the second vision, in chapter 5, he wants to make a declaration. God will proclaim, my son Jesus is the king.
所以在这个第二个意象里面，第五章里面所讲到的，他要在这里说要宣告，就是我的儿子神要在这里宣告他的儿子就是王。
But he is so different from any king on this earth.
但他这个王和地上的王是完完全全的不同。
He is symbolized by lion.
他有这个狮子的形象。
But in the same time, he also symbolized by man.
但同时他又有羔羊的形象。
Lion is strong, strength.
狮子是非常的强壮。
But lamb is meek and weak.
但是羔羊是那么的弱和软弱。
It's the opposite.
完完全就是
but combined together, expressed by this one perfect person, that's Jesus Christ.
狮子和羔羊是那么样的不同，但是在耶稣身上完完全全就能够合在一起，成为一个非常完全的一个真正的一个又是狮子又是羔羊。
Only God can do that.
只有神可以做这样的事。
So in Jesus, there is a mystery.
但是在耶稣里面，这就是奥秘。
He can encompass all opposite. How in the world lion and lamb can be together in one person? It's just beyond our understanding.
所以真是超过我们所能的人脑的想象，就是在耶稣里面，他能够完全的完全是对立的，或者是不能放在一起的，他在他里面能够成为一个完全。
But if you read four gospels,
当你读到这个福音书的时候
，you will see indeed those four books perfectly reveal his lion side as well as lamb side.
所以当你读这个四本福音书的时候，你可以真正的看到里面有狮子的形象，也有羔羊的形象在当中。
If your eyes are opened by him,
就是如果你的眼睛被主所打开的时候
，and thank God, that life not only in Jesus.
我们感谢神，这个生命不但是在主耶稣里
，that life is given to those who believe in him.
他的这个生命，他已经赐给了我们所有相信他的人。
Baptism simply means this old life finished, buried.
我们受洗就表示我们的旧生命、老生命已经埋葬了。
This new life, the Jesus life, the lion life, and the lamb life in you and me.
耶稣的这个生命，也就是狮子的生命，还有羔羊的生命，就在我们的新的生命当中。
That is what God is doing.
这就是神他所要在这里做的。
It's hidden.
是隐藏的。
Do you know that?
你知道不知道
？And He is carrying that out.
他正在执行出来。
What is?The testimony for Jesus.
我们要做耶稣见证是什么？是他见证。
This is the testimony.
这就是要做耶稣的见证。
The spiritual reality.
这是真正的属灵的意义里面的见证。
We are not talking about a fairy tale, a story. No, 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 no.
我们不是在这里讲一个故事。
You have to see what the reality is.
因为我们在这里真正的要我们自己能看见，这是真正的、确确实实的。
When John Apostle was in desperate situation,
当这个约翰保罗在绝望的时刻
，God opened up to him,
向神向他展显现。
Originally he wept quite loudly,
当他这样大哭的时候
，But when he saw this reality,
当他看见这个在天上所发生真实的情况的时候
，Any more tears?
他还会再有眼泪吗？
Any more hopelessness?
他就还再没有希望吗
？Tears turn into joy.
眼泪伤心的眼泪变成了喜乐。
Suddenly, he saw everything full of hope.
他突然的完完全全的充满了希望。
He is in control.
他知道这位神是在天上，他掌控一切。
That's why.You will read the rest of the chapter, but our time is gone.
这就知道为什么你可以读下面的一些经文，只要我们时间是
够了。Encourage all of us, you have to read it.
我鼓励大家，你们一定要去读。
Because only when you see this reality,
当你只有真正的看见这个真正的发生的事情的时候
，you will never know what is worship, what is praise the Lord, what is our response.The proper response before the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
如果你没有看到这个的话，你真正的都不知道是怎么样来一个真正的敬拜和在这个父神和这个 羔羊的面前，我们是应该有怎么样的一个对应和一个响应。
If you don't see this picture,
如果你没有看到这幅意
象的话， Every Sunday when you listen to some brothers praise the Lord from their heart, you will feel goosebumps. These people are crazy.
如果你没有看到这个这样子的意象的时候，如果当你来到星期天来到我们当中，如果有弟兄或姐妹在这里大声的呼喊说感谢主感谢主的时候，你可能会感觉到有起鸡皮疙瘩。
No、
嗯、
What happened to you?
到底是有点很奇怪，到底什么事发生了。
But if you see it,
如果你真正也看到了这个意象的时候，
You get convicted,
你也会得到有确信。
You will do the same thing,
你也会同样的发生着大声的赞美。
This is the true gospel,
这是一个真正的福音。
When the world is collapsing around you,
当虽然这世界可以在你周围这样的沉沦下去，
you have hope,
但是你有希望。
You have a guarantee,
你有一个确实的保障。
You will not be changed by anything around you,
你不会被周围的环境所改变。
This heavenly vision will dictate your life,
这个天上这个意象会指引你一生所要走的路。
Then you will have the strength to declare to this world what is the true hope,
然后你才有这个真正的力量向这世界宣告你的盼望是在哪里。
Isn't that exciting?
是非常的兴奋。
Amen?
Amen, 是不是很兴奋？
Yes. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
You are on the throne.
因为你坐宝座。
You are the true king.
你是真正的君王。
On one hand, you are the lion of Judah.
一方面，你确确实实的狮子，是犹大的狮子。
You conquer your enemy.
你战胜了你的敌人。
No one can fight against you.
没有任何人能够惹你。
But you are not proud.
但是你不是这样的骄傲。
You are so humble.
你这样的谦卑。
You lower yourself just like a helpless lamb.
你降卑自己就像一个羔羊一样。
You're willing to submit to the Father's authority.
你完完全全的顺服在父的旨意
下。You lay down your life.
你将你自己的生命摆上。
You shed your blood.
你流出你的宝血
to purchase us,
买受了我们
to be your people,
让我们成为你的人。
And you want us, those who enjoy the privilege of salvation, we can be your testimony.
让我们这些能够正是在你的与你的救恩有份的时候，能够成为你的见证。
We know the time is getting darker and darker now.
我们知道这个时间，这个世界也是越来越暗。
Before the dawn, it is the darkest hour.
我们知道在黎明之前是最最黑暗的时间。
Also, you told us already there will be a huge departure from the truth.
我们也知道是在这个末世的时候，具有许多背离正道、离道反教的事情要发生。
And many people will turn into cold.
我们知道我们的许多的人的心会冷淡
lost their hope.
我们会失去我们的盼望。
Lord, may this vision,
主，你帮助我们，让我们看见这个意象。
Show that in our spirit,
真是让我们在我们的灵里，我们知道
that we have this big conviction in our life.
在我们的生命当中，我们有这样的确实确认。
We can stand like Paul's declaration. We know whom we believe.
我们就像保罗在这里所宣告的一样，我们知道我们所信的是谁。
You guarantee we will finish the course.
你会帮助我们完成了这个人生的道路。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们主。
We give you all thanksgiving and glory.
我们将所有的感谢和荣耀都归给你。
May you come quickly.
我们也真盼望你的早日回来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告了，奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.